קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ב' מהו שהצדיקים ניכרים על ידי הרשעים בעבודה.
The preparation passage for the lesson from Shamati, second volume. What is it that the wicked, the righteous are discerned through the wicked in the work? It is written that fear is the main thing, which is that the person would fear his master because he is the ruler and great, and everything is considered as nothing before him, and he will place his desire in that place called fear. From that, it turns out that we have two intentions while performing the deeds, both in the study of the Torah and also while performing the mitzvot, that the work of the many is in order to receive a reward, and the work of the individual is for the sake of heavens. And this is the reward, is if they can serve the king. Meaning that their entire pleasure, which gives them the fuel so that they would be able to work in order to bestow, is by them feeling that they are giving the king contentment. And they give praise and gratitude to the king for having given them the thought and the desire to work for him, and not in order to receive any other reward for their work. Because if it is in order to receive a reward, then they say that we don't have to feel the greatness of the king, rather we only have to look at the greatness and importance of the reward that they'll receive for it, if they will keep the Torah and mitzvot. However, the Creator can remain in them in the same greatness and importance as he was in them in the beginning of their work. Whereas, if their intention is to give contentment to the Creator, this brings about that if they want to add work, they must add to the greatness of the Creator. Because according to his greatness, to that extent they can nullify before him and perform all their deeds only for the sake of heavens. This is as the Zohar says about the verse, "Her husband was known in the gates," that for each and every one it is according to what he presumes in his heart. Therefore, those people who want to work for the sake of heavens, in order for them to have fuel for the work, they have to every day try and attain faith in the greatness of the Creator, since the greatness of the Creator is what obligates them to work for Him. And this is the entire pleasure that they have in their work.
So what does it tell us? It tells us that there are two types of reward. Or that I need the reward, and for that I'm working. Or that I need a reward so that I will have the power to work. Also in our world, we see what's the approach. The wisdom of Kabbalah says the whole world is working for a reward. It's more possible to have fun, to acquire, to have it comfortable in the world. And Kabbalah says that no, we need to live in a minimalistic kind of a manner. Just as our body demands, and not more than that. Meaning normal, very limited, relatively limited, yes, so that you won't feel that you are restricted. Rather, your mind will be elsewhere, and you have something to eat, what to eat, where to sleep, more or less everything organized, and that's it. Very rational. People even say a necessity, but necessity that you don't feel that it pressures you due to restricting, because you're caring for something else. That's enough for you to exist and do the important things. Therefore, this is actually the approach. Either you're working in order to earn a reward and use it here, in the state you are, or in the next world, Hence, it is such corporeal fear of this world or the next world or both, or that you need a reward, you need fuel, so that you have the ability to bestow. And not to leave anything for oneself once bestowing. Rather, only the knowing that you're bestowing should be important. And later on, even this knowing, you're not asking for it. Well, that's on a higher degree when the light corrects us towards it. So we also come to a state whereby even knowing that we are bestowing is not something we demand, because that too will turn into a reward. And accordingly we advance. So the true reward, or the true reward, is when we are only asking for the greatness of the Creator, so that His greatness would give us the ability to bestow. And had there not been the need, the necessity to bestow upon him, to bring him contentment, so-called working for the sake of above, then we wouldn't even ask for fuel in the greatness of the Creator. Meaning there are still many degrees in which we learn how gradually we're getting rid of something and something more and something more, and eventually coming a pure bestowal. It's always hard to understand those degrees. We can usually slightly guess the next degree on, and that's it. But we'll advance and we'll try, nevertheless, to imagine what is clean, pure bestowal versus reward for oneself.